Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Now, something that's come up here right now, Michael Soroka is throwing in the Cubs bullpen. Horton has been outstanding through the first three innings. You would not have him warming up if he wasn't coming into the game.
We'll have to see what the deal is there with Cade Horton.
Yeah, unfortunately, as you just heard Pat and Ron tell you right here on 670 The Score, the situation with Cade Horton last night was not good. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score talking about how the Cubs were up 6-1, but unfortunately lose 9-7 to the Mets in the first game of the series last night. And I want to wrap up something that we talked about earlier. In case you needed another heat check, let's go over the Cubs' record by month since June. 13-13. July, they were 14-10.
Yay!
That's good for a .583 clip that month. August, 15-14. And September, 10-10.
So they could have winning records in three straight months if they just figure it out over the next five games.
But to go 500, .583, .517, and then 500, oof. That doesn't give me as much confidence as I had after the month of May for this team. And unfortunately, another thing that doesn't give me confidence is Cade Horton leaves the game. The guy you thought was going to be the ace for the playoffs leaves the game after only three innings, gave up two hits, one run. It was earned. He threw two strikeouts, but unfortunately, and a home run to boot, by the way. But unfortunately, you knew something was off. And that's what we later found out during the game. Cade Horton pulled because of a back issue that is related to illness. Let's listen to what Craig Counsell had to say about it.
Cade was sick this week. We've had a couple guys sick, and he was coughing a lot. He noticed the symptoms kind of Sunday, Monday-ish. No effect throwing. And it just started to tighten up a little bit, so we pulled the plug on it. Then we're just going to have to evaluate it moving forward.
Symptoms of the tightness before? Is that what you meant?
He had a little, no symptoms throwing. He threw his bullpen. He threw yesterday. No symptoms throwing. He just had a little symptoms on deep breaths. Likely just the illness has caused him to cough, has been coughing a lot. That may be it. I think that's what we feel like it probably is. And we wanted to, we wanted to be extra careful during the start tonight. So we stopped it.
So it sounds precautionary from Craig Counsell, but either way, you can't keep affording to lose people when you've already lost so many. And we're not talking about a wild card series with Justin Steele on the hill, for example. That's not an option here. And unfortunately, Matt Boyd hasn't been as good as we would have liked to have seen going into this time of year, even though his playoff numbers are really good, as we know, 0.75 ERA in his playoff starts and four appearances. But playoff appearances, rather. But in this case, you were hoping that everything would be okay with Cade Horton. This is why they limited his innings, and his pitch count was always in the 70s or thereabouts. Mid-70s, all of these precautions were taken to hopefully keep him healthy come playoff time. To have the illness take you down, especially for a guy who's listed at 6'1", that's a lot of area there to cover for a back. which concerns me. And when you take a deep breath, you know, I'm thinking about the muscles on your sides as well. The side body, as they call it.
Like it's the obliques and all that.
The accessory muscles. Like, that's not a good thing.
That's how I think of them, as my accessory muscles, as I do my quote-unquote accessory work of things I don't want to do because it's core-related. And, well, yeah, we all need stronger cores.
But those little muscles where you realize you're not as strong as you'd like
to
be.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically, it's like, oh, I don't care how much you can bench press. Can you do 100, what, name something? And you're like, ah, I'm out. I'm tapping out at 50.
Yeah, or like you just twist and you're like, ah, that was not as easy as it should have been. That's what I think about in these cases.
But looking at the night that Cade Horton had up to that point, he gives up the leadoff home run to Francisco Lindor, and the Cubs immediately get his back with two runs in the first, three runs in the second. Jeff McNeil doesn't know how to play second base. There were so many things that were going away. And then all
you're
of a sudden,
feeling it.
The top of the fourth comes on, and Michael Soroka's out there. And take our group chat, for instance.
Yeah, we were all like,
what's going
on? Hit the brakes. Like, why is he out there?
This is earlier than even we have ever expected him to come out, because he's only thrown 29 pitches. And the uncomfortable anxiety that came with waiting to find out what exactly is going on. And you could sense it in the booth as well. And so when they didn't have answers, what does that make the layman like me, who's just an observer of this game? I'm not at Wrigley Field. How do I feel about it? And I kind of let those feelings take me to a dark place.
They washed over you? The dread?
I marinated in those feelings, so I had no choice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So let's go over what happened after Cade Horton left. Michael Soroka comes in, goes an inning and two thirds, gives up four runs. None of them were earned, though. Error, right? So that was part of it. And then we see, I got to get the Chris Kamka ruling on this. Is this the first time two twins have both pitched in a game? Taylor Rogers comes in, goes an inning, gives up two earned runs. Then it's Drew Pomeranz. He does his normal thing. No earned runs. Then it's Andrew Kittredge for an inning, doesn't give up any runs. Caleb Thielbar, not in the usual place you see him. He's tagged with the loss. We talked about one of the at-bats that made that possible. So he gives up two on the homer. So that he gets an inning to his name, and then it's Jordan Wicks to round it out. You don't want to use that many people in your bullpen. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people that you had to use. You had to use 6 pitchers yesterday in addition to your starter. Again, not ideal situations when you're trying to rest up before a playoff run.
But that tells you how important this game was to Craig Counsell in his mind, and trying to, okay, we're still tight, or we have a lead, but we got to hold on to this lead, or we just gave up the lead. He's trying everything in his power to give his hitters one more chance. But let me tell you something. They had no chance. Because what I saw from Edwin Diaz, I don't want to see that man ever again.
The music was playing in my head. You know, the Diaz walkout music.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Timmy Trumpet. There you are.
I didn't know he was that versatile. The fact that was his sixth time coming in for a 2-inning save this season.
And five strikeouts.
And it wasn't like 5 strikeouts. And then like when they gave me like the stats on Dansby against Edwin Diaz, I was like, oh, this game is probably over, because he's 0-for. And I think he had, I think it was either 10 or 11 at bats, and he struck out 9 times.
I kept hearing that. I kept hearing this the whole time for 2 innings. This is in my head.
We were
just
not
playing nonstop. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. And I'm like, God! This is how they get to the playoffs, isn't it? This right here.
It's going to be my nightmares all week.
Those pitches were insane that he was striking people out on. I was like, this man is out here. Like, he was out there.
You know, Gary Cohen's just cooking on the call over at SNY.
Layla, he was out there on more than a mission. You know, like, guy comes in to, like, oh, they need me in the eighth? I know what time it is. He ramped it up. You know what he was? Hungry.
He was in playoff mode.
Hungry.
He's like, oh, this isn't coming on me. You're not putting this on me. The whole time I watched him pitch, I'm not kidding, that was in my head. I'm like, ah, great.
And so now you're left with questions as we talk about Cade Horton, his back tightness that causes him to leave the game after three innings here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Mark Grody, by the way, will join us at 125 from Hal's Hall.
He will.
He talks about, you know, what he's going through, Cade Horton, in terms of, like, it's a back tightness thing, but it's more than that because of you're now projecting out to when are we going to see him again? What's going on?
And frankly, he is the guy who's like, hey, you know, 75 pitches and I know what I'm doing. That made me feel better about the outing when he talked about how he got taken out after having at the time what was a no hitter in his outing. You know, he is the guy who will give you some confidence about where he stands in it. Here's what he had to say about being taken out early.
In Cincinnati, was coughing a lot. And so felt, you know, a little discomfort and like my rib area, back area. And so just made the right move. You know, didn't want to push it. Sucks. Hate it, but it's the right move. In between innings, like my breath started to, like it started to bother me. And so just wanted to get on top of it early while we have time, rather than, you know, keep going and potentially, you know, harm the next.
Preservation is real.
It is. And he is a guy who very much sounds like he trusts his manager and his team's decisions. Like, you're not hearing any sort of dissonance there when it comes to a guy who you're depending on. Again, probably if he's healthy, he's starting game one for you in the playoffs. I never get the feeling when I hear him talk that there's any sort of disagreement with the decision that's being made regarding him.
I think the other thing for him is, why would you ever have any kind of dissonance between him and his manager because of look how his season has gone doing what they have told him that they want to do? Whether that was coming out in that, you know, no-hit situation, whether that was, well, look, these guys and their plan for me has led me to being the front runner and probably the winner of the National League Rookie of the Year award. That probably doesn't happen if he's just out here loosey-goosey.
No, and, you know, we know what he's able to do in a College World Series. Like, there's some experience there when knowing what's on the line. You know, that gamesmanship and being a gamer, there's an opportunity for him next week. But when it comes to seeing how that played out yesterday, given the four games before it, it's a trend that desperately needs to be stopped. Another huge aspect of this is what's going on with Kyle Tucker. We got a look at how he looks on the game broadcast last night, and that is a topic that deserves a lot of time. So we're going to do that at 11:25, in case you're wondering, because there's a lot of sound from the clubhouse as well. A lot of people talked about it, and we'll give our impressions of what we saw to Kyle Tucker as we continue to figure out how he fits into this, and I hate to say it, if at all.
That's the reality that we're left with, especially if you saw the video of him running around the bases.
Yeah, so we'll get into that at 11:25. Russ Dorsey, by the way, just in case you want more baseball, is going to join us for the entire 12 o'clock hour.
Meet?
He is the Major League Baseball insider for Yahoo, works for Apple TV Plus as well. We got to shift gears a little bit now because the Bears do have a game on Sunday where, dare I say it, they could win two in a row.
Why'd you say it?
Because I wanted to say it. But I think,
and again, I could have $10 million.
It also could be a get-right game, though, for somebody the Bears, at least reportedly, really wanted. So we'll examine that next here at Raheemy Harris and Grody. And again, I think that Timmy Trumpet song is going to be stuck in my head for the next 6 days. It's all coming up on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.